This was certainly the closest game that was played in the Gilman City tournament last week, Coach. Unfortunately for your team, you did a lot of things well, but you came up 1 point short against a good East Harrison team. In the consolation semifinal, 63 for the Bobcats, 62 for the Hawks. You didn't win it, but I'm sure you did a lot of good things that night.
Yeah, we did. I thought our first half was a very good first half. We were able to build a 13-point lead going into the halftime, and, you know, it was just one of those deals where our third quarter just wasn't up to par, and East Harrison, you know, they got hot, and that was something we had talked about, that they've got some good shooters in the Reinhardt kid, and Mark Willis is a pretty good shooter himself, and they did. They got hot in that third quarter, had a really big third quarter against us, and that kind of drew it in real close, and just made it difficult to finish out, and they were able to finish the game and keep that small lead that they had got from us.
One of the unique things about your schedule, Coach, is with your tournament, there's so many teams that play tournaments in the second week of January, and then there were a lot last week too, but Gilman City has traditionally, you have your tournament the last week in January, and that's about it for tournaments for Gilman City in the month of January. And we know what the weather was, so I'm looking at your schedule. I'm looking at Green City rescheduled, Breckenridge canceled, Newtown Harris, obviously that one wasn't played because they're co-oping, but no, at North Harrison was postponed. So you didn't get a win last week, but just getting back onto the floor and playing games and being on your floor, how much did that help the guys just to get games in again? It had been a while.
It had been a real long stretch, you know, and we had been one whole week where we couldn't even get in just due to weather. We didn't want to take that chances and asking kids getting out. So it was very important for us to get back on the floor and to have that atmosphere. We had a great tournament atmosphere here at Gilman City. It was a lot of fun. So I was real hopeful that the boys would get to watch several games, especially those that were some tight games, and, you know, get a kind of feel for that atmosphere again and maybe give that desire another boost to want to get on the floor and compete in that kind of setting.
Now, I was talking with Coach Coe at Trenton about this last night. Trenton came as close as they have in a rebuilding season to getting a victory, lost by four, but had the ball down by two with 10 seconds left. And now I was talking with Coach Coe about the fact, and, you know, to bring it to where the Hawks are, where you lose by 35 last week to Pattonsburg, and then you lose by 1 point. You play really well to East Harrison. You had a lead at the half. Those losses sting a lot more than, you know, than the 35-point losses where you're just not good enough against the team that you play. That loss and how the boys react to that loss moving forward, it's going to tell a lot about your team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, like you said, those kind of losses sting a little bit. The good thing to that game was is we had an opportunity at the end. We had the ball right there at the end to take a last-second shot to give us the opportunity to win. And luckily for East Harrison, they were able to use some fouls they could give and made it a little more challenging for us. And so, but that being said, I was real proud of the way the boys reacted at the end of the game and were able to fight and try and get themselves a position to win it.
62 points is, I think, the most points that you scored all season long, Coach. Offensively, what worked best for you to get that sort of offensive productivity?
Well, for early on in the game, you know, we had several guys scoring. Brody Langford had a phenomenal night for us that night. I think he put up 28 points, and about three-quarters of it was in the first two quarters. He shot lights out. He had three threes in the first half. I'm looking here, he had four threes in the first half, which were huge. He was able to get to the rim off and on. We had other guys that you know, had a few big shots here. Caden Locker hit a couple big threes for us, and so our perimeter game was really flowing for us, and that looked good, but we were also able to get to the rim on occasion and get some layups on them.
So with the games this week, you know, the Grundy County boys, they don't have quite the same record as the girls do, but that's an interesting group over there. I've seen them play a couple of times. I've talked to Coach Wells about them, and the thing with Grundy that you can't figure them out all that much is some games they struggle, but if that Grundy boys team is on, they're as tough as anybody.
Yeah, they're going to be a nice ball club to deal with. They've got some good athletes, and Coach Wells does a good job of motivating them and get them prepared for us. And so, you know, one of our big keys all year has just been matchups are difficult for us, especially in the size department. We're not known with for having overly big kids or tall kids, and so we tend to lean towards the quickness and speed aspect, and So, you know, in that sense, we need to keep the momentum of the game kind of high and get possessions at a high level and see if we can score out of transition. If Grundy is able to, you know, slow down the pace to their liking and use their size, you know, that could give us some trouble. And so it'll be interesting to see how the chess match plays out and see who's able to control the tempo. And rebounding is always a big key in every game.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of the same discussion we had with the girls, but you get this rematch with East Harrison. And, yeah, you know, we said that East Harrison girls are going to want a piece of Gilman City and a little bit of revenge. And kind of the same thing for your guys, because that was a tough loss last week. But with that being said, with all the good things that you did offensively, you get a do-over. You get a chance at them again on Friday night.
That's right. You know, and every time you get to see an opponent again, you get to see the kids kind of grow in each aspect. They start developing a little knowledge of each other and maybe make it a little more difficult on each other to try and find ways to score. And so it'll be fun to see the games within the game, so to speak, and see which players step up and shine.
That's the head coach of the Gilman City girls and boys basketball team, and Adam Clark. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck with the games coming up this week.
We appreciate it.